P-I-S.
NAKPP. Good morning. Didn't I make it?
BRD, anybody listening this afternoon?
KPP. WBAD monitoring. WBAD monitoring. Yeah, they did well, mama. KPP.
WOT.
And it'll be you.
NAWOT, how you doing, Mike?
Oh, how you doing, Lance? I'm doing okay.
Doing so well over here, I'm afraid. We took our dog to the vet today and got some bad news.
Oh, that's not good. Our dogs become our family. They become our kids.
Well, he's our little Jack Russell Terrier. She's 14 years old. Been a great dog, but she lost a lot of weight recently, and that just got lymphoma. Doesn't have very long.
Well, that's a bummer.
I'm not so sure I'd be this broken up over a person dying, but it's really, really kind of tough.
Yeah, the last two that we had both ended up with these huge cancerous tumors. At about the same time, at about the same age, they ate the same food, they lived together, they lived the same life. So when we had one put down, we had the other one put down. We figured it wouldn't be fair to the one.
Yeah, Roger. Well, just hasn't been a good day, but we're going to make the best of it. And spoiler for time she's got left.
There you go. Well, I tried to go to bed early tonight, but it didn't work, so here I am.
Yeah, we're generally late nighters, getting ready for movie time, but yeah, I hear you.
Going outside. Rocky's, Rocky's watching Storage Wars. It's kind of funny. You'll see a bird sit there and watch its complete TV show.
Is he talking yet?
Nah, just grumbling. Other than it says up. Once in a while, you can almost catch a hello out of him. But When he steps up, he grumbles up. But it's funny because if he doesn't know that you're if he doesn't know you're home, he'll carry on. Oh, it's lightning out. He'll carry on and try to say words. But as soon as he figures out that somebody's listening to him, he clams up. Other than his whistling. Now he's been watching the cartoon channel all day. He's been doing cop car sirens.
I'm about to talk because I wonder, you know, if Bird watches TV, does he pick up phrases and words from the television?
Well, he should pick something up because Mama talks to him all the time. You know, I'm going to have to look at the radar. Sounds like somebody's getting hammered. Is it doing anything where you're at?
Just mentioned she heard some thunder, so something going on.
Oh, yeah, there's a lane. There's a line going through it, basically goes from, this particular line goes from up above Saginaw all the way down past Jackson, down toward Kalamazoo, toward South Bend. But, oh well.
I see it on the radar here. Looks like it's not going to be too bad and move pretty quick.
Well, I went to the doctor today too. But I just went to the doctor because I needed my prescription refilled. And everything is hunky dory as far as the family doctor is concerned. Got a little spot of cancer that he needs to cut off me, but nothing that's pressing.
Well, they can cut it out of you.
Yeah, it's like a mole or something.
Yeah, Sharon had her cardio version for her AFib last week, Friday, and now her watch is telling her it's back, so it lasted 3 or 4 days, and that was it. So we got to come up with another plan.
Never ends, does it?
Fair amount of lightning.
Well, that's what I noticed when I walked outside.
Got Carrie working tonight. She's going to have to drive home in this.
She worked till 3 o'clock yesterday, so she drove home in fog.
She said she had to slow down a few times because it was too foggy to see where she was going. So I think she'd rather have a little bit of rain than the fog that she went through last night.
Well, it's rumbling pretty good, isn't it?
There's lots of rumbles and lots of flashes. Kind of came up pretty quick, too. My big test on Friday, a nuclear treadmill test. I guess they're going to make me glow in the dark, take pictures.
Yeah, I've been avoiding that conversation. I know I'm past due.
For my last catheter ablation, they did a imaging on my heart, and they discovered that I had a dilated ascending aorta, which is slightly aneurysmal, so they're going to keep a close eye on that, which is a good thing. So this is part of that.
Yeah, I start going back to my cardiologist in August. I'm not looking forward to it.
I've got some changes coming. My electrophysiologist, cardiologist, he left the state, moved to Ohio. He was awesome too. So I got to deal with somebody completely new who's not an electrophysiologist, and I'm not too happy about that.
Yeah, today was an orthodontist appointment for the child too. I was thinking that she'd get her braces off today, but she didn't. Of course, I asked her when her next appointment was, and she said, "Well, they didn't tell her." They said they didn't tell me. She said, "Well, they didn't. They don't tell me. They just texted the grandma."
Is that like a 2-year deal or something?
Yeah, it's got to be. She says she's going to regret getting them taken off. She says, "I've gotten so used to them." She says, "I'm not going to know how to act when I don't have them."
That's funny.
Yeah, it's funny because when she first spun them on, you couldn't get her to open her mouth or anything. You know, now she's just used to it. Yeah, this week is the week that the steam engine shows starts, and then as soon as that ends, that just goes Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday starts Ingham County Fair.
Roger, we have to go to some steam engine show out by Thorn Apple Lake or Thorn Apple River years ago.
Yeah, this is 127 in Barnes Road, so, you know, it's easy to find.
Haven't been to the fair in ages. Not so sure I can walk that anymore, but might be interesting to do it one more time.
I'm going to try it this year. I went online today and I pre-bought two senior tickets, one for me and the old lady, two adult kids, adult tickets. It covers the teenagers, and I bought the kid a week long ride pass and then a 1 day ride pass. The week long ride pass is for her. The 1 day ride pass is for take a person with her one of the days that doesn't have a ride pass and they'll have a ride pass. Like, I thought that was more than fair.
My wife just said, "Well, that was very nice of you."
to be a grumpy old man, but I am a caring old man. At least one part of that's right. I'm an old man.
Roger that. I feel that. I told you about that tree that came down in the backyard. I went out and got a new chainsaw and managed to cut the tree up and got it loaded up in my tractor. Took it all out to the front yard on the driveway, and my cousin's going to come by and pick all the wood up because he can burn it. But that was quite a deal. I haven't done much work in a long time.
Yeah, the guy across the street that I have recently became friends with, I'm sure you know who I'm talking about, showed me some tree branches he's got on the roof of his barn that he needs to get off of there. And I said, well, you just need a chainsaw. He said, well, I've got two, but I don't know how to use them.
Hi, Roger. That new chainsaw I bought is wonderful. It's the best chainsaw I've ever owned. It's Echo Timberwolf, 20-inch. Man, that thing cuts like butter.
Huh, I wonder if that's what... The one of them that I've got in the trunk of my car that I brought home from his house is an Echo, but I don't know what model it is. I know it's about 20 inches long. I already started it today. It sounds like the chain's not on the sprocket down inside. It sounds like it's wedged. So I shut it right back off. He said he couldn't even get it to start. I just don't think he understands how to start them.
They were kind of finicky. Mine, you know, starts every time one pull if it's warmed up. If it's not warmed up, one or two pulls with a choke on, turn the choke off, and it starts right up. So far so good, but it's a new saw. So, but yeah, it's got a big bar on it, wide bar. I don't think it's a pro chainsaw by any means, but it's a super nice consumer saw.
Yep. Yeah, I'll check it out tomorrow. Hey, Warden, I know you got to be listening by now. Where you at? Okay, maybe not.
Been late again?
Well, she usually either call or give me a text if she's going to work late. I got in a fight with the charging system on my backhoe over the weekend. It had a generator on it. You know, it's a 69. So I gutted it off, and I ordered a GM one-wire alternator, self-exciting alternator. You know, it's only got one wire. You run it to the battery, and you're done. Made up mounting brackets and stuff for it. Put that back on there. Turned out pretty good. And then I found it necessary because I lost my idiot light on the dash to tell me if it was charging or not. I put a voltmeter in the dash, a digital voltmeter in the dash, so I could see when the charging system kicks in. You know, the only drawback about them things is, you know, you have to line them up to about 1,500 RPMs before they start charging the first time. Diesel engines don't idle that fast.
That's one of the troubles with those self-exciting alternators. But yeah, I saw that picture on Facebook, that polished job. Pretty nice.
It was cheaper than buying one that wasn't polished. I didn't give a crap if it was chrome or not.
It works.
Get one motorcycle out yesterday. I haven't washed it yet, but it's sitting out here by the house, so maybe if it rains, it'll wash the first layer of dirt off of it for me. You know, probably happen is the ground will get real wet, real soft, and it'll sink in, and I'll come out tomorrow and we'll be laying on its side.
That would suck.
This is UIW, finally mobile.
How you doing, Carrie? N-A-W-O-T.
Oh, good. I'm glad to get out of the hot box. I was informed at 10:45 that I was going to be singing for 15, 20 minutes later so they could have a meeting with the third shift girl who was running my line, who was running off every time I wanted to train her, and apparently she's still running off. So they had to have a meeting in the office with her about her work ethic.
Didn't want to learn her job?
No, you talk to her, she'll tell you she's superior than everybody else, and she already knows it. Easy peasy.
The Gen Xer?
Which actually worked out in the end for me because I was in the middle of doing a job change and it got me to finish up the job change, so I started to line up and make them walk it out, so actually not for me, it wouldn't actually benefited her, but you know, all good, you know.
Yeah, she's an 18-year-old.
Yeah, well, you know. Other than that, my night went pretty decent, other than the job change, so I'm not complaining.
Any rain on your way home?
I see lightning, but the road and everything as dry can be. It never rained at my work at any time. So, yeah, you know. I know it was hotter than blazes in there. And I said to the quality lady, 66. This is why I don't wear jeans to here in the summertime, because all I do is sweat more.
Like a fan or anything? Keep some air blowing on you?
Oh, they got fans, but I'm in the middle of two other machines, so I get heat from all corners of the earth, and a fan just blows hot air on you. Trust me, they don't really do it that good. I have a spray bottle, though, my husband gave me that I used quite a bit today. Then with the fan, it actually worked pretty well. Then I had other people questioning where I got it from.
Good job, Mike.
Yeah, it's one of those Harbor Freight pump-up sprayers. It only holds, I don't know, 3/4 of a gallon, though. Yeah, they're cheap. It was like $6. I told her, you know, we use one with Rocky, and then I bought another one and we put Rain-X in it, and we have been using it on windows when we clean windows around here. So I thought to myself, I'll build I'll put one of them together and she can take it to work and put, you know, cold water in it and do exactly what, you know, do that, she can miss it herself.
Yeah, I wet it down, and I mean, I'm talking literally wet. My shirt, my pants, I went upstairs to fill the 3 feeders up there and hang a bag, and I was completely dry by the time I come back down. Pretty nice lightning show out, at least.
I was just going to say, it's kind of funny where I'm at, because I can hear all the crickets and frogs and, you know, all the wild animals, and then there's a flash of lightning, and then there's a crackle of thunder.
We had a lot of lightning and thunder come through, went through fast, and now it's kind of dropped off quite a bit, so whatever line that was, it's moved through here.
it didn't stick around, like, what, a 5 or 10 minute rain, and that was it?
Well, if it rained, I'm going to go look.
Yeah, I'm sitting outside. It's not raining here. It smelled like it was going to rain a few times. You know, you get the moisture smell in the air, but no rain.
Here, no rain here. It's, the line looks like it moved through and everything's dry.
I'm Owl Mason. I believe coming up to Kane or Rish, one of them, Rish. And there ain't nothing here either, just complete dryness.
Radar, looks like there's a cell over Williamston. Not quite to you guys yet, but looks like it's breaking up.
Well, the Silver Williamson has already passed us, because they're, you know, normally they go east or northeast, unless they're going southwest tonight. Could be, you know.
It just looks like it's moving towards the southwest, or towards the southeast.
Huh. Now I filled a couple rain sprinkles. No, now it's going to sprinkle now that the wife is almost home.
That's all right. Let it sprinkle.
I tried to go to bed earlier, but it didn't work.
Ellie, you took that nap? Your what, 40-minute nap, maybe?
Yeah, that's probably about what it was. It wasn't very long, because I had to take her.
Yeah, they're sure milking that braces thing out, aren't they?
Milk away. It's all paid for.
Yeah, well, we know it's paid for, that they're still trying to sucker money out of the state.
Rain more now. Damn it. And we either have to A, change seats so I'm underneath something that's got a roof on it, or B, go inside.
All right, well, if it's not that bad, I'll meet you inside.
All right, Lance, I got a Lansing ordeal to deal with that I dealt with last weekend. I don't think I told you about it. I wanted to buy an AGM battery. I need the battery for either the Mustang or for the Expedition. They both take basically the same battery. So if I got a new one, I'd put it in the Expedition, take the one that's in the Expedition and put it in the Mustang. And the one that's in the Mustang goes dead if it sits for very long. I come across this, AGM, accelerated gas lamp battery for sale in Lansing. It's a $250 battery for $100. So I send the lady a message and tell her I'm interested in the battery. I ask her if she wants to meet up. This is Friday night. She said, I can't do it tonight. You know, we can do it tomorrow. You know, get a hold of me in the morning. So in the morning we go to BJ's to go to the shopping. I sent her a text before we left. I'm heading to Lansing. Do you want to meet up? You know, so we get to VJ's and she says, I can meet up in 20 minutes. Like, you know, I just drove past her area to get up here. And she says, you know, meet me at the corner of Mount Hope and Logan. Let me unkey and grab a second here. I said, all right, I'll be there in 20 minutes. So I get there and I send her a text. I said, all right, we're here. You know, I'm in my old blue Toyota. It's me and the wife and the kid. And she says, 5 minutes. I said, okay. So I wait 5 minutes, and then she sends me another text, and she says, hey, do you know where Buell Street is? And I said, no. She says, well, it's only a few blocks away. Come down here to where I'm at. And I looked at Carrie, and I said, you know what? I'm not doing this. We left. I think it was a scam.
Kind of sketchy.
Yeah, we left. I'm pretty sure it was a scam. The battery's no longer listed for sale either.
Sounds like you did the right thing.
Well, that was a brave one.
Yeah. I just turned on 36, and for 52, you're going to chuckle out of this. And that big, bright lightning, that one you just said. And there stands a deer, like, right there. One had never seen him as that not happened. Standing on 36, like, oh, okay, I'm in the intersection. What do I do now?
Lucky.
The deer are just a way of life out here.
Yes, they are everywhere.
Just that too, when we drive back and forth to the campground on the weekends, it's like, gotta keep your eyes peeled. We don't do it at night, but I mean, it's even there in the daytime sometimes. But we've been seeing a lot of them right, you know, late in the evening, 8, 9 o'clock, they start to come out in the field. Lots of them.
Well, they used to cross through our yard, but since we were doing all that tractor work out there, they've kind of rerouted themselves down a couple of houses for now.
Like I was going to say, having had to buy a couple of batteries recently, I've had some really good luck at Walmart with their batteries. The prices are really good. I've never been charged a core charge, and they'll deliver like the same day if you order early enough.
You know, it's funny because, you know, our resorts search everything, and I did notice that they do get a lot of positive reviews.
I'm super happy with them, especially the free same-day delivery. You may want to check that out. Awesome deals on batteries and good quality batteries.
I just passed the Sunshine Products, and it's sprinkling. Oh, yeah, Lance, and tell your wife I said hello.
Hello.
She said hello.
Now, good. I hope she's doing well.
Making it. She had her cardio version for AFib on Friday, but it looks like it's back already after 3 days, so we got to come up with another plan to get rid of it.
That's too bad. Hopefully they will come up with a new plan.
Yeah, Roger. Well, this is getting old. Really sucks.
Yep-er.
Can't tell if that's a cop in front of me on the other side of the road, but I see lights. I don't know. Looks like red. I'm not sure. I'm not speeding now.
Slow down. Don't stop. Proceed with caution.
Cops running radar this late at night?
You know, they hide out here all the time.
Oh, it must be some kind of a work crew. They just got red lights and it's a white truck, so. First I thought it was a ambulance, but it's not.
I'm Mike and Terry. I guess we're going to get back to our regularly scheduled TV programs. So I hope you guys have a nice rest of your evening, and we'll talk to you later. This is NAWOT, and I'll be clear.
What are you saying, clear? Yeah, what are you watching?
We are watching, we recorded a show called High Speed Pursuit. It's like dash cam from, you know, various police pursuits. Fun show to watch.
Oh, I bet. Sounds like it. All right, well, have a good night, and we'll meet up soon. So, all right, we'll talk to you later. KCAQYW.
Owie. Yep, take care, and it'll be, I'm sure, Sheila's stronger than me.
Yoshi, clear. Good night.
I'm almost there. I see the sign.
Is it raining where you're at?
Yeah, it is. It's not hard. It's just kind of like a, probably must be like a sprinkle. All right, I'm pulling in, so I'll clear. KCAQYW, clear.
All right, NAW, clear.